Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
710 WOR.
And a very good Monday morning to you. If you're just joining us, the big three stories this morning. I thought Trump handled Leslie Stahl pretty well last night on 60 Minutes. She was trying to go after him with her tough, hard-hitting journalistic questions, but he put her in her place, Len.
I don't think you can nail him down. I just don't think he'll swing left, swing right, yeah. Say, I'm right, you're wrong.
Boom. Listen, my favorite.
I'm president, and you're not.
So there. End of discussion. That's pretty much it. What was she pushing him on that? What was her?
Doesn't matter.
Anything he says. Also in the big three, there was a melee up on the Upper East Side, the Proud Boys. Now there's some crazy hard right organization. They call themselves Western Chauvinists. They were giving a speech at the Metropolitan Club up there, and some kooky left loony people were out there on the street protesting, and then the fight broke out. But the concern, or at least my concern, this doesn't seem to bother Len one bit, is that Governor Cuomo was out saying, we have to stop this hate speech. Hate speech is not protected. Seems to me he wants to censor people he does not agree with. I don't know what these Proud Boys stand for. I'm sure I don't agree with it. I'm sure they're out there in the crazy lunatic fringe of the right wing as well. But fortunately in this country, we have the First Amendment that protects all sorts of speech, no matter how hateful. So Governor Cuomo needs to take a First Amendment class. I thought he was a lawyer, but he's out there now calling for an investigation into hate speech to stop these people. That is called censorship.
Can we cue up John Philip Sousa? Da, 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 da. Are you making an American speech?
Did you hear
out the flag?
Right? Play what Cuomo has had to say.
Well, Cuomo, yeah. He was, but you know what? Not all speech is protected, but hate, you know, if you advocate violence, it's not protected.
We will not tolerate hate speech. It is not protected. It is illegal.
I don't know what
he's talking
about.
We will investigate it to the fullest.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. He clearly doesn't know. But what it is the left wants to censor people on the right. That's the bottom line here, folks. All right. And rounding out the big three, we have some celeb gossip today. So,
yeah.
Ariana Grande is on the market again. She broke off her engagement to the Saturday Night Live guy, and Anthony.
And that guy, that's Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
Saturday Night Live guy.
I don't know. I haven't seen Saturday Night Live since John Belushi was alive. But Anthony, our associate producer, is so happy. He's already put in his dibs for a date with Ariana Grande. They're both from Staten Island. You've met before, right? Have they ever met before?
Yes.
I think he said he did.
They had a hug.
Oh, wow.
Really? Oh, my God.
Did she stay in touch with you?
No, she did not.
She went and got engaged to Pete Davidson after that hug. Wow, man.
Did you get a number?
No, at the time she was with a rapper, Big Sean.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I don't know what your chances are, Anthony, but I'm
it's zero. It's zero out of zero. 0%.
And we got a royal baby on the way. Meghan Markle is pregnant. She and Harry are on a whirlwind tour of Australia and New Zealand and Tonga and Fiji. And the baby bump is growing.
Well, but Joe Bartlett makes a great point. Joe, you want to make that point publicly?
Hello, Joe.
Hi,
Joe.
I'm going to say no on whatever this is, and I don't even know what it is.
Joe made a great point during the break.
No, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, this, you know, Meghan Markle is half African American.
Yeah.
So the African American lineage now in the royal family.
So is the baby going to have red hair?
I don't know.
Doubtful. But you could have the first black royal baby. Yeah. Is that what you're saying, Joe Bartlett?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's a good point.
It's definitely going to be.
That's a fair point.
Definitely going to be, yeah.
That's a very
fair point. American.
Yes.
American.
Wow. What's happening? Wow. American. The royal family's falling down.
American, yes. American and African-American.
I told you, my only disappointment was that she wasn't Jewish. Could you imagine black, American, and Jewish? It would have been a triple crowd over there.
Isn't she Canadian? She's Canadian, isn't she?
No,
she's American. She was working in Canada.
Oh, she was working in Canada.
Yeah, but I mean, so technically that child would be in a way down on the list of the hierarchy.
The lineage.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But in line for the throne.
I hope that child's conniving and bumps off the people out of it. That's
great?
The kind of royal family I like, where they used
we'd
to
get an American.
They used to poison everybody who was in ahead of them in line. That
That'd
would
be great.
Fun.
The black queen of American, black queen of England. Yeah. I think that'd be wonderful.
Fabulous.
That'd be great.
So congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and all the girls and the ladies will be all excited that there's a new royal baby on the way.
By the way, just one other thought. You were talking about the president's interview on 60 Minutes last night when he snapped at Leslie Stahl.
I'm president, and you're not.
Well, you know what that reminded me of?
What?
Well, you mentioned SNL.
Good evening, I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
That's where he got it from.
I forgot.
Remember that? I think that's where he got it from.
Chevy Chase.
I'm the president, and you're not.
I thought he handled himself well in the interview.
Well, what I found interesting, yes, no matter what came up, be it climate change, he said, well, yeah, it could be a hoax. I don't know. Well, it could change. I mean, he's got every answer on both sides, and he just sloughs through them. I mean, the thing about Dr. Ford, I mean, this got me a little bit.
Had I not made that speech, we would not have won. I was just saying she didn't seem to know anything.
No,
and you're trying to destroy a life of a man who has been extraordinary.
So she's saying, what he's saying in essence, if he didn't mock Dr. Ford,
yes,
they wouldn't have won, which means the end justifies the means. No?
He had to do something, and he did it quite brilliantly, to underline the ambivalence, the murkiness in her testimony. She couldn't remember where. She couldn't remember when, upstairs, downstairs. All he did was repeat her inability to be specific about when the alleged incident between her and Kavanaugh happened.
No one wanted to be tough with her. No one wanted to say, hey, wait a minute, just wait a second. He had the courage to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And the Republicans, they were so scared, they got that idiot woman to question her who did a terrible job, by the way.
You can't deny a guy the Supreme Court on that kind of an allegation.
I understand what you're saying, but you do understand that psychiatrists will tell you that people who have undergone traumas do have blanks in their memory, especially when it's from so many years ago. So that is entirely possible.
Well, no evidence.
I'm just saying.
No evidence. There's no evidence. Oh, end of discussion, Len.
So that's it.
And by the way, to quote Trump, we won. So get over it.
I think you're making a mistake. Well, you know, Melania brought up this evidence thing too, and I just have to say that there may not be. You know, was there evidence on all the Cosby things? I mean,
clearly there was enough evidence because a jury convicted him.
Yeah. Well, but what was the evidence? You know, there was a lot of hearsay, and he said and she said, and they believed her story and the others who came forward. But when you talk about evidence, where's the evidence? I'm not sure that evidence exists on most of the stuff.
So what? You're just going to convict the person because the allegation is made?
I didn't say that, but just don't dismiss it out of hand either by saying, well, where's the evidence? That doesn't work either.
Justice Kavanaugh, it's over.
It is over.
The Republicans won. The Dems lost. Ha, 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 ha.
You're really mature. Are you still a fourth grader for four? Really? Nah, 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 nah. Well, there's some intelligent commentary on the radio when it comes to political discourse. Oh, what did Michael Riedel say? Nah, 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 nah. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, I'm getting your goat today there, Len.
He could be with the Proud Boys and just beat you up.
So it was the crazy right that initiated
it. Violence,
You're right, Bartlett.
Hey, if you need any more evidence that the mainstream media is completely prejudiced against Donald Trump, did you see the correction NBC had to issue?
Yes.
So Trump tweeted something. NBC comes out and they says that Trump was praising Confederate General Robert E. Lee as incredible. Oh, it turns out it wasn't Robert E. Lee he was praising. He was praising Ulysses S. Grant, who fought for the North and won the war for Abraham Lincoln. And this is how the mainstream media just wants to make Trump seem that he's a racist because he liked a Civil War general.
Notice that
there's a big difference between Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant.
NBC is not getting any Trump interviews. You know, ABC got Melania.
Yeah.
CBS got the president. NBC, nothing.
Well, there's still an axe to grind with NBC over The Apprentice and Jeff Zucker, who's now over at CNN. There's still a little bit of that going on. But again, and you're making it seem like the mistake on NBC's part was intentional.
Of course it was.
Well, I don't know about that. I think they screwed up.
But they jumped to conclusions.
I think they screwed up. Well, maybe they did. But you're saying they intentionally went out to, when they knew all along that he really meant Grant, but he said Lee.
Well, what it is that they want it to be Lee.
Right, yeah.
That's what they want it to be, because they want to be able to jump on him for being a racist. So it says Ulysses S. Grant, but they're so clouded in their judgment, they're so blinded by their hatred for this man, that they see Robert E. Lee when it's Ulysses S. Grant.
Let's see if we can pick up some of this. I don't want to play the whole thing, but
it also gave you a general who was incredible. He drank a little bit too much.
Robert E. Lee?
You know who I'm talking
about. No, Grant. No, Grant was a big drinker.
So Robert E. Lee was a great general.
Well, there you go. He said Robert E. Lee was a great general.
Robert E. Lee was a great general. Right. Just as purely tactical, Robert E. Lee was a great general. He was.
No, so what did NBC say?
They said...
Hello? Anyone home? Nah, 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 nah. I mean, what...
NBC said that he was calling Robert E. Lee incredible.
He called him a great general right there.
Yeah, but he called Ulysses S. Grant incredible.
Oh, okay. So they got the name wrong.
Yeah. All right. But there's no dispute.
But you think they did it on purpose.
No historian is going to dispute the fact that Robert E. Lee was a great general. He was.
Yeah.
He
fought
for the wrong side. The side was in the wrong, but he was a great general. No question about it. So, all right. Since we settled that, when we come back, sad news. There were funerals over the weekend for the people killed in the limo upstate. And, of course, Senator Schumer's on the case, standing in front of the camera. And your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 8:05 on 710 WOR. And now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biden.
WOR.
Wow, a lot of ground to cover for Monday. But how about Hillary's comment? She was saying that Monica was an adult.
She was asked, should Bill have resigned?
Oh,
you know, given we're in
the
hashtag MeToo era now. Should he have resigned? She said, absolutely not. Monica Lewinsky was an adult. He did nothing wrong. Well, Kristen Gillibrand, our senator, she came out and she says she thinks Bill Clinton should have resigned. And come on, do you think he would have survived in this hashtag Me Too era?
Well, he did something wrong. You can't prey on an intern that you're a boss of.
That was wrong. But I lay a 10-1 if the hashtag Me Too era were going on when Clinton did that, the liberals would still stand behind him.
All right, so you had the awful limousine accident. Terrible. Of course, funerals were held for the four sisters over the weekend. And now Senator Schumer used his Sunday time to call for some tougher regulations.
We want to avoid this from happening again. And one of the problems is there are gaping, glaring loopholes in regulating stretch limousines.
Well, there really are, Michael. You know, they leave the factory, they're tested, but then they make all kinds of adjustments.
They can chop them up and expand them.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to check them for safety after they've been expanded. Although, in this case, this limo should not have been on the road, and it had racked up a number of violations.
So I'm going to ask state authorities throughout the country to notify the NTSB when there is a stretch limo crash so they can go investigate.
Well, he wants them to go back in time and look at all the past ones. And, you know, he's got some good points there. I mean,
well, he's always got something to say on the Sunday talk shows.
Well,
without
one,
fail, he pops up there.
But this one was
serious.
Yeah.
So sad, those four funerals over the weekend.
It really was.
The sisters.
All right. So, you know, I don't live in New Jersey. I don't take New Jersey transit. So Bernie Vider, our traffic reporter extraordinaire.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bernie. So she's, where'd you come from? So she's going to explain everything.
Yeah.
So they've cut back all these trains. That path was having a problem. So
yes.
A typical zoo. But they've cut back all these trains, but they are going to give them, what, a 10% discount at some point? So lay it on us. What's this all about?
You're right. Yes, you get a 10% discount for the remainder of this month, as well as November, December, and January. And that's no matter what train you take. Every day they're going to be canceling 18 trains.
Whoa. Every day?
Every single
day. Rush hour?
Throughout the day.
Yes.
Throughout the day.
18 trains are going to be canceled on, you know, all the big lines, including the Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline. This is going to affect a lot of folks. They're saying, well, I was just looking at Twitter right now. There's multiple trains that are delayed by about 45 to 50 minutes already this morning. So
45 to 50 minutes delays?
Mm-hmm. Although I was just talking to George, our engineer, and he said he had no problem at 4:55 this morning. So
there's your answer.
And
come in at 4:55.
Exactly.
Coming and going, too. So when you're leaving a rush hour, when you're leaving the city, you could wait 45, 50 minutes before your train comes to take you home.
Absolutely,
I was asking Natalie about that 10%, because that doesn't sound like a lot. But she was saying if you have a monthly ticket, she says that's a couple hundred dollars or more.
So it
definitely add up.
Here's the question then, Bernie. Will more people decide to drive, thus clogging the roads up even more?
I have a feeling. Anecdotally, I've been hearing that people are just pooling like an Uber or a Lyft into town. It's just cheaper and less aggravation, I guess. And actually, interestingly enough, I'm definitely seeing heavy traffic at the Hudson River crossings more so than normal, especially right now it's like 45 to 50 at the Holland Tunnel. So, yeah, I think a lot of people maybe are taking a car service in or a carpool in. But, you know, this is all for a good cause, and that they have to do it. It's federally mandated.
The positive control.
Positive train control. Yeah. And, this is a system that will implement braking to deter basically human error, whether it be a derailment or a collision. You know, unfortunately, there was that horrible accident, that Metro North accident. I guess it's been about 5 years now that several people were killed. And I believe that the NTSB discovered that he had fallen asleep. The engineer did.
Right. Oh, I remember.
And that had they had the positive train control, that accident probably would not have happened.
How long is this supposed to take, New Jersey? And when are they going to get this done?
Well, it's supposed to be done by the end of the year. They're saying.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, and if it's not done, you know, they could be penalized financially. Also, Amtrak is their landlord. And if New Jersey Transit doesn't finish this, Amtrak can say, you can't use our Northeast Corridor anymore.
Great. Well, that's great for commuters.
That's going to be really bad.
Look out for the Hudson River crossings there.
No kidding.
Me?
Oh, boy. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
All right. Thanks, so, Bernie. Appreciate
all right, guys.
It. Talk to you. What else is
anytime.
Big? Any other big problem this morning on the roads?
Actually, no, it's not horrible. We've got that accident investigation in Linden on 109, but right. That's still there.
We will talk to you throughout the morning.
All right, great.
Thanks,
great
Bernie.
Bernadette
My
Viter
pleasure.
On our traffic reporting here. But that, I mean, every time she mentions New Jersey Transit, I mean, it's an absolute mess.
There's a problem. I wonder if they have heat in the stations now. Remember, they didn't have air conditioning in the summer. I hope they have heat in the winter.
All right. Time for the latest news headlines. And for that, let's bring back our buddy Joe Barlow. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Len. Governor Cuomo wants state police and the FBI to investigate a Proud Boys brawl Friday night in New York City. Dozens of Proud Boys, which is a right-wing organization, were seen on video attacking protesters after an event at the Metropolitan Club in Manhattan.
We will not tolerate hate speech. It is not protected. It is illegal. We will investigate it to the fullest.
The governor says the Proud Boys are anti-women, anti-immigrant, and anti-Muslim, and he says they have a history of violence. President Trump says he has no plans to shut down the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. On CBS's 60 Minutes, he wouldn't promise that he'd let Mueller finish the investigation, though.
I don't want to pledge. Why should I pledge to you? If I pledge, I'll pledge. I don't have to pledge to you, but well, I have no intention of doing it.
Who are you, anyway?
Yeah, Leslie Stahl.
I'm president, not you.
Wait a second.
I'm president, and you're not.
I mean, he said that to her. I'm president, you're not. Well, that'll shut down any interviewer.
She looked a little flustered there for a bit, I thought.
Look, how old was she? About 80?
Whoa, man, what's wrong with Bartlett? Unbelievable. Don't pick on the lady reporter.
I mean, she couldn't keep up with him.
She's got more minutes than 60 on her, that's for sure.
76, all right, thank you, Natalie. Trump repeatedly said there was
more minutes than 60 on her? Well, we all do.
Trump repeatedly said there was no collusion, said he didn't need to call Russia to help win the election. Good point. Firefighters seriously hurt after falling 30 feet from a ladder fighting a fire in the Bronx. This was at a marijuana grow house in the Pelham Bay section. No word on whether that was a factor. The fire commissioner, though, says this guy was very, very lucky because it could have been much worse. And the president will see for himself today the destruction that Hurricane Michael did to Florida, a panhandle, and to Georgia. He and the first lady arriving in Florida about 10:30 this morning. Not quite sure what they're going to do once they get down there, but there's an awful lot of people still unaccounted for. And they're looking, especially in like Mexico City Beach.
Did they say like the 1,500 people?
Well, they in one particular area, there were 250 people who stayed.
Right.
And that. The place was just simply demolished.
Right.
So they're going through the search and rescue operation right now. Finally here, a new study says the top 1% paid more in taxes than the bottom 90% combined.
Except for Jared Kushner. Yeah.
The super rich, like Len, the top 1,400 taxpayers. 1,400.
Except for Jared Kushner. 1,400
taxpayers
paid
more than the bottom 70 million.
Wow.
That's despite the wealthiest paying a smaller percentage of taxes, 22.9% compared to 24.1%. That's the tax rate when you get way up there. In total, the individual income tax is expected to bring in $1.7 trillion. And
but not from Jared Kushner.
None.
Zero.
It's
real estate.
All legal.
Did you see that story in the New York Times about Jared Kushner not paying taxes? He did it totally legally. Everything he did was completely legally.
Exactly, yeah.
And most people don't want to pay taxes, so most people say, I wish I had his accountants.
Right, yeah.
So it's not going to stick there, Len. Uh-huh.
I just say...
Here he goes.
This is Riedel today. Ha-ha. Riedel's brilliant commentary earlier was, nah. That's great. That's really professional. I guess you can't do that in the Post. You should do a little... You can't do a little sound thing with your column in the Post.
So Lincoln-Douglas debates here, folks, this morning.
Oh, nah. Hey, we get back. Oh, thanks, Joe. We get back. We're going to take your phone calls. You know, Hillary says that Bill should not have resigned. What do you guys think? give us a call. 800-321-0710. Plus, if you want to win 1,000 smackaroos, it's coming up at 8:05, your next chance, here on 710 WOR. And now let's go back to Bernie Viter with traffic.
Well, in case you didn't already know this, the Clintons have no shame whatsoever. After all these years, Hillary Clinton came out and she said, absolutely not. Bill should never have resigned. Would never have resigned when the Monica Lewinsky scandal came out. Even in the hashtag MeToo era, they would have fought it out because they are shameless people. We want to know what you think. Should Bill Clinton have resigned? 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. What do you think? Do you think Clinton should have gone down? He toughed it out. He did win. He was impeached, though. But I have a hard time thinking that if... happened during this time, the hashtag MeToo era, that he would not have been out that door and Al Gore would have been president of the United States. But we want to know what you think. 1-800-321-0710. Give us
a
call.
Well, Hillary was on CBS this morning or this Sunday morning, and she was asked about all of this.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
Who was an adult. But let me ask you this. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent against whom numerous allegations have been made and which he dismisses, denies, and ridicules? So there was an investigation, and it, as I believe, came out in the right place.
Well, she turned it around all the time. Mm-hmm. When someone says something about Trump, they said, well, what about Hillary? So they asked Hillary, and she's saying, well, what about Trump? So that's fair, right, Mr. Riedel?
Let us know what you think. Are you going to buy tickets to see Bill and Hillary on their road trip around the country?
Here's what Hillary said. He should not resign.
In retrospect, do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No. No.
Aha.
All right, let's hear what Dennis in Bayside has to say. Good morning, Dennis.
Dennis, turn your phone down, Dennis. I mean, turn the radio down. Keep
you're
your
there,
phone
Dennis?
On.
You there?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Dennis? What do you have to say?
He should resign in capital letters, and he should be locked up. He shouldn't be even talking, him and his wife.
What's the crime that he committed?
Excuse me?
What's the crime that he would have been locked up for?
You name it. He did it.
Another Clinton fan is heard from. We have a lot of Clinton fans who listen to the station. Hey, Tim in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Tim, why don't you weigh in? Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. I don't know about for Monica Lewinsky, but what about the credible rape allegation by Juanita Broderick? Mm. Shouldn't he go down for that? And maybe still should. Mm.
Yeah, he scooted away with that one, didn't he, Tim?
He certainly did. When are we going to hear about that one? We put Bill Cosby away. How about Bill Clinton?
Hey, Tim, do you think they'll discuss it on their tour, Bill and Hillary? They'll talk about Juanita Broderick?
You know, it's really hard to believe that they didn't bring it up on 60 Minutes, but we all know who's in the bag there, right?
Oh, yeah. Leslie Stahl, totally. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, Tim, thanks a lot.
Any commentary?
No, Len's gone silent. Len's gone silent.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the ball scores from over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Let's go to Maggie right here in little old New York. Good morning to you, Maggie.
Hey,
Maggie.
Guys. How are you today?
How you doing?
How
are
you? How you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, Bill Clinton should have resigned, but Donald Trump should resign also.
Why?
He had 19 women, at least, accusing him. He's a disgusting pig. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I mean, who thinks that he's so great that Bill Clinton, he's the only one who should resign? What about him? Just because it happened in the White House doesn't mean that it's any different than what Donald Trump has done. He's been accused of very lewd acts with women. So why should he be the president? Why are we picking just on Bill Clinton? Pick on both of them.
Mm. A pox on both their houses.
I guess
you need some proof, I guess, Maggie.
I think we have proof.
Maggie, we don't have a blue dress.
It's a what? It's one blue dress. Donald Trump, you could probably have 10 blue dresses.
Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate it, Maggie. So anyway, obviously Trump was on 60 Minutes last night.
Yep.
And I don't know. I found this kind of a dodge. What did you think?
I don't think it's a hoax. I think there's...
Talking about climate change. That was the very first question from Leslie Stahl involved climate change.
I don't think it's a hoax. I think there's probably a difference, but I don't know that it's man-made. I will say this. I don't want to give trillions and trillions of dollars. I don't want to lose millions and millions of jobs. I don't want to be put at a disadvantage.
Well, that's fair.
So he doesn't know
if climate change,
you're
going to shut down the whole coal industry and throw everybody out of work overnight? No.
He said things may come back or change back. So he's, I don't know. And of course, he was asked about the Mueller investigation.
Will you pledge that you will not shut down the Mueller investigation?
Well, I don't pledge anything, but I will tell you, I have no intention of doing that. I think it's a very unfair investigation because there was no collusion of any kind.
But you won't pledge?
There is no collusion. I don't want to pledge. Why should I pledge to you? If I pledge, I'll pledge. I don't have to pledge to you, but well, I have no intention of doing that.
And then he said,
I'm president and you're not.
And then Chevy Chase said,
good evening, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.
So then Leslie Stahl asked him about the love affair. You know, he said he and Kim Jong-un
have
a love affair.
Bromance.
I want to read you his resume, okay? He presides over a cruel kingdom of repression, gulags, starvation, reports that he had his half-brother assassinated, slave labor, public executions. This is a guy you love.
I know all these things. I mean, I'm not a baby. I know all these things.
Why do you love that guy?
Look. I get along with him, okay?
But you said you love him.
Okay, that's just like a figure of speech.
No, it's like an embrace.
Let it be an embrace. Let it be whatever it is to get the job done.
He's a bad guy.
Look, let it be whatever it is. I get along with him really well. I have a good energy with him. I have a good chemistry with him. Look at the horrible threats that were made. No more threats. No more threats.
But she's right. I mean, is right, Mike. You have to admit she's right.
What do you want? You got to deal with him. He's the head of North Korea. We were at each other's throats. Trump has toned it down. He's going to meet with him. You don't meet with your friends. You make peace with your enemies. You don't make peace with your friends. You make peace with your enemies.
You don't have to say, I love the guy. You know he's a murdering bastard. What are you talking about? You love the guy. Come on.
Trump is just buttering him up. Him up for the summit when he can get a deal from him to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. That's the goal. That's the larger picture. And there's Leslie Stahl. Oh, he's a bad guy. You shouldn't be dealing with bad guys. Give me a break, Leslie.
Well, you know what else Trump said?
Give me a break.
I'm president and you're not.
All right. When we come back, what's going on with a missing journalist in Istanbul? Is Trump going to get tough with the Saudis if they did indeed chop that guy up? We're going to check in with ABC News foreign correspondent Ian Pannell. And your next chance to win $1,000, $1,000 is coming up at 8:05 on 710 WOR.
iHeartRadio now makes it even easier to listen to all your favorite podcasts. No need for another app. All the biggest names in podcasting can be found in the iHeartRadio app. Literally, thousands of them, including Len Berman and Michael Riddle in the Morning, all available for free. Now your favorite radio app can be your favorite podcast app. Download or open the free iHeartRadio app and tap the podcast tab to start exploring.
And now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biden.
710 WOR.
Good morning, everyone. It's 7:54. In a moment, we'll be joined from Istanbul, Turkey, Ian Pannell. He is the ABC News senior foreign correspondent. A lot of twists and turns in the apparent death, we still don't know for sure, of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who went into the consulate.
Never came out.
Of Saudi Arabia in Istanbul, never came out. Now, I did see a report, and I don't know if it's true or not, that the Saudis are going to let Turkish officials come in and look around and do their own investigation inside the consulate.
Well, they may have taken them out already in pieces.
Well, I don't know what's there. They're if they're going to let them in.
Chilling report, though, that he may have recorded and broadcast his abduction, torture, and murder, if he was indeed murder, on his Apple Watch to his wife, his fiance.
A Turkish newspaper is claiming that audio exists and the Turkish officials have that audio recording of the alleged killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Now, wouldn't that be interesting?
Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see what Trump does, too, because Trump is pretty close to the Saudi Arabian family there. And Jared likes the prince. The prince who allegedly may have ordered the hit job on this guy. But Trump is coming out a little tougher than he was initially, Len. He's come out and said if indeed this journalist was killed by the Saudis, that there'd have to be a price to pay for that.
Well, here's what Trump said on 60 Minutes last night about it.
Nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out. It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently.
So he has said that he's not going to pull the arms deal.
No.
So what can he do exactly?
You know, I don't think much is going to happen. Listen, Saudi Arabia is it's not a democracy, okay? The prince is probably a bad dude, but he is our ally in a very strategic place in the world, the Middle East. And he, you know, Trump will just do what Obama would do. You scold your, wag your finger at him, tell him to behave, but you're not going to cancel $100 billion in arms sales because the Chinese will just step in and sell the arms to Saudi Arabia. Why should we give up that business?
So, yeah,
this is just real politics, the way it works.
All right. With that, let's go to Ian Pannell. He is in Istanbul. And Ian, we've been speculating about all of the stories that have come up in the last 24 hours. What's the latest from your standpoint, Ian?
Yeah, good morning, Len. Good to be with you. I mean, this is a genuine mystery. Is it a murder mystery? I'm standing at the moment just about 10, 15 yards from where Jamal Khashoggi, this Saudi correspondent, he was an American resident, worked for the Washington Post, was last seen. We're outside the Saudi consulate this morning. That's the last point at which he was seen. I'm looking at the camera that filmed him going in there. We've seen those shots, but then he was never seen again. His fiance waited outside. She had his mobile phones. She didn't hear anything from him. The Saudis say, look, he left out the back door, and yet they haven't provided any evidence to prove that. The Turkish authorities here are saying that they have evidence that he was held, that he was interrogated, and that he was killed. They haven't explained exactly what that evidence is.
Well, the Turkish newspaper claims they have audio off the watch that has the killing on it. That's what the Turkish newspaper is saying, that Turkish authorities have that audio, Ian.
Yeah, what we're hearing is that that was a deliberate ruse to try and throw people off the scent of how they were actually listening in on another country's consulate, which seems to be much more credible. I mean, experts have said, look, the audio was on the watch, but somehow it was transmitted to the iPhone that the girlfriend had outside. That doesn't sound entirely believable. What is much more believable is that they were actually listening in on what was going on in the consulate. I don't think we'll ever find out, but they're clearly absolutely sure, and it's put enough pressure on the Saudis, the Saudi king, to pick up the phone last night and speak to the Turkish president and promise this joint investigation. We're expecting to see Turkish investigators go in there earlier. But I can tell you, in the last couple of hours, we also saw a local cleaning crew. Get this, a cleaning crew going into the consulate, presumably to tidy up ahead of the investigators.
Wow. Hey, Ian, what is the reports of these 15 Saudi operatives? They came into Turkey and then they left. They're thought to be the hit squad, are they not?
Yeah, that's right. That's certainly the allegation that's come through again from Turkish sources. So you get these two private planes that land with 15 Saudis on board, including people identified as part of the security detail that worked for the royal family, a forensic expert. They check into a hotel, which we're staying in, which is now only a few hundred yards away from the consulate. They drop their bags. They come to the consulate. Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, arrives a few hours later. That's the last he's seen of. And then they all get on the plane and they leave again in the evening. That's partly why the Saudis, the Turks are absolutely convinced that they were a hit squad. They were sent to basically kill him and get rid of the body.
Ian Pannell, the ABC News senior foreign correspondent in Istanbul. Ian, we have a few seconds left. I saw one report that the Saudis are going to let Turkish officials come in there and check things out inside the consulate.
Yeah, I mean, fevered atmosphere outside of here. There are hundreds of journalists gathered. There are police barricades. Everybody's expecting to see this this forensic team come in there. It's 13 days after this alleged crime was committed. Is that too long for investigators to be able to do a proper job?
Ian, thanks so much for your input. We appreciate it from Istanbul. Ian Pannell. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
It's a fascinating mystery with lots of political implications.
Cleanup crew's in there now.
Unbelievable. Up next, ABC political analyst Steve Roberts will try to make sense of the president on 60 Minutes, not to mention the Saudi crisis. It's all coming up after Joe Bartlett at 8 o'clock.